This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, yesterday and conveyed Eid greetings to him and the people of Qatar. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he reiterated that India stands in solidarity with Qatar and strongly condemns the attacks on the region's energy infrastructure. He expressed gratitude for the care and support provided to the Indian community and hope for peace and stability to prevail in the region. Mr. Modi added that both India and Qatar stand for safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. India has expressed concern at the recent attacks on energy installations across the Gulf region, terming them deeply disturbing. In response to media queries regarding attacks against energy infrastructure in the Gulf region, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the attacks risk further destabilizing an already uncertain global energy scenario. Mr. Jaiswal said that such attacks are unacceptable and need to cease. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson said that energy supply remains a major concern, but shipping routes also being impacted. He said LPG availability is under watch, adding that the government is prioritizing domestic consumers while actively working to diversify energy sources. Mr. Jaiswal said global leaders are in constant touch over the evolving situation in West Asia, and India has clearly conveyed its position on the issue. He added that energy assistance has been sought by neighboring countries, including Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, and the Maldives.
Shipping routes have been impacted. Supply of LPG is a matter of concern. Therefore, we are prioritizing domestic consumption, domestic consumers first. Their needs will be taken care of. We are also trying to diversify our sources, looking for LPG supply from other parts of the world. And we'll do our best to secure our energy security needs.
Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Netherlands and Japan have agreed to join appropriate efforts to ensure safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz and said that they would take steps to stabilize energy markets. In a joint statement issued by UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's office, leaders of these countries also condemned the attacks by Iran and urged it to halt its actions immediately. They called on Iran to cease immediately its threats, laying of mines, drone and missile attacks and other attempts to block the strait to commercial shipping. Leaders of these six countries said such interference with international shipping and the disruption of global energy supply chains constitute a threat to international peace and security. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the newly established Nand Kishore Somani Oncology Block at the Ramakrishna Mission Shevashram Hospital at Vrindavan, Uttar Pradesh today. The president is on a three-day visit to Uttar Pradesh from yesterday. Last evening, President Murmu visited the ISKCON Temple and Prem Mandir and performed the Aarti. Chhattisgarh Assembly has passed the Chhattisgarh Freedom of Religion Bill 2026 by voice vote. The legislation seeks to prohibit religious conversions carried out through deceit, force, allurement or digital means. The bill was passed in the absence of the opposition, who staged a walkout after their demand to refer the legislation to a select committee was declined. Opposition members contended that similar matters pertaining to 11 states are currently pending before the Supreme Court and suggested the state should await a judicial verdict. India will host the World Indoor Athletics Championships for the first time in 2028 at the Kalinga Stadium Complex in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. The international body awarded the hosting rights of the prestigious event to India at World Athletics Council meeting in Torun, Poland. President of Athletics Federation of India, Bahadur Singh Sagu, said the development is an indication of the growing stature of Indian athletics in the international stage. The IMD forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim today. IMD has predicted heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. The weather agency further predicted thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorm over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh. The Met Department also forecast thunderstorm accompanied with lightning over coastal Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe and northeastern parts of the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.